You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardner, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television and Tyler Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced that I had to change my opinion on Bigfoot. I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Out in the swamps, what you think I've seen? Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on the side of his knee, and he was talking to Moxon Joe. Well, the party gonna hell. Out in the St. John's swamps. Sasquatch doing his brand new dance, and they called it the Bigfoot Stomp.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Descarty. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Biscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Well, Marco, Bill, I'm well, and I hope that you're doing just as good as I am at this point in time.
It's called recovery, Tom. It's called recovery.
You know, I've got to tell you, I don't know what the heck it is, but everybody I talk to, they have the flu, or they have this bronchitis that's gone into their lungs, and they're almost on the brink of pneumonia. my God, it's running rampant. I know I've had the flu twice myself, and I've taken two different kinds of antibiotics, and then I just says the hell with it. I'm just not going to take anything anymore. And I've been taking this cold. The hell do you call it? Something you take at night. It's a well-known. Oh, Alka-Seltzer cold stuff. And I've been taking them at night, and they tend to make you feel a lot better. But, my gosh, it just doesn't. It lingers on. Doesn't want to go away, Bill.
I know. It's amazing, isn't it?
Well, Lisa Wyland.
Hello, Lisa. We'll be right with you.
I've got to tell you this. I'm just... We've had so much action in the last week that it's been profound. And I want to use that word profound, ladies and gentlemen, because in my tenure doing this, I don't know it's because of our new website, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't seen it, go to searchingforbigfoot.com, and it's just, it's gorgeous. You know, it's not all over the place.
What happened? I can't explain.
Easily navigate it. You can navigate it, no problem. And I was assured today by our webmaster, Dave, that he's doing all the bells and whistles and all the social media. He'll be getting to know about us and all that kind of stuff. And, Dave, if you're listening, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Number two, ladies and gentlemen, there are things happening in the Bigfoot world that you will not believe, okay? I was kind of shocked. I've heard about it years ago, but just recently a Bigfoot had kidnapped a woman. Went up to her porch. Well, she's in this rural area and just took her. And her poor husband, this poor guy, was beside himself. He was frantic. He didn't know who to call, and my gosh, he called me. Well, I happened to answer the phone that night. Bill takes a ton of the calls himself, but he's been under the weather himself. He didn't get this call. And I can just tell you this, that Rob and I are going to talk about it. Rob Price, my sidekick for years and my bodyguard, he's on tonight. You're going to hear from him. But we've got a whole lot of show going on, a whole lot talking about Bigfoot. And those of you who are sick out there, we're sorry for it, but let's try to, for the next hour, forget about our sickness and listen about some good stuff that we all know about, and that's Bigfoot.
You know, Tom, I got a couple things I wanted to say just before we started.
Sure.
One thing is there's a link on our radio page, and it's a radio link. And it basically will fit all browsers. It can be utilized in all browsers, and it can be utilized in all players. And it's a very reliable one. The two players that we have that we use on the streaming of our show are Windows, and they're a little bit, you know, they have a lot of little crinkles in them. Sometimes they'll stop, and then you got to restart them and all that. But this other link is there. So if any of you guys are out there using other browsers and you can't hear the show, go to www.bigfootlive.com. Go to on the table of contents on the very bottom, and you'll see a link that'll play all browsers. And just click on that, and there's a icon inside the page. You click on it, and you'll come right up, and you'll be able to hear the show. And the second thing, just before the show, I had a call from a young guy, and he was in his pasture, out in the pasture, and they were building a big old bonfire with logs. You've seen that, right, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
And he's building this little big. They had this big old bonfire out there, and they were all drinking beers and stuff. About 10 of them. And right while they were drinking their little old beer, a big old creature came walking right by the fence, followed the fence down, jumped over the fence, went right up into the woods. They almost died.
Bill, I got to tell you, the stories that I've been hearing, and I've been super, super busy, as you have, but with all the different projects and things that we're doing right now, and I've got to tell you, an hour before the show tonight, I got 4 phone calls, boom, 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 all as I'm talking to the people who were on the and people who were waiting.
Yeah.
Okay. Me, Mark. So that's what's going on around the globe, people. It's staggering. I've never seen so many calls and so many things that's happening, and I think it has to do with the early spring that everybody's predicting here, but there's parts of this country still that's heavily inundated with snow and cold weather. But that will get up, and so will that pass. So you have any other announcements, Bill?
That's it.
Okay,
we're ready to do.
We got Lisa from North Carolina on the phone for us. Thank God.
You better believe it.
time with us tonight. Lisa, you out there?
I am.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, I'm glad to hear your voice, and I've been briefed about what happened with you. And why don't you tell us the whole story from beginning to the end? You've got the stage, Lisa. This is
okay.
A gentleman from North Carolina.
So Saturday night, it snowed, and I was up with my husband and my friend who got snowed in with me. She was over at my house, and we were hanging out, all of us, and it must have been about 11:30, 12 o'clock at night. And I live in kind of in an industrial area. I mean, there's only one street that has about 20 houses on it. But behind that, there's about 3 acres of land and a little river behind my house. There's a buffer there. And we were sitting there, and a dog is next door, and this dog starts going crazy. So we're wondering why in the world this dog is barking. So we hear this noise, and the sound was I thought it might have been a coyote, but the sound, I can make the sound. It was, and that's exactly what it sounded like. I heard it about 10 times in a row over an hour's period. I looked out the window. I didn't see anything. But the next day, my daughter and my friend walked up over the buffer and walked into the field and looked. And they had twisted branches and trees that looked like got hit by lightning. And I heard that that's what the Bigfoots do. As far as they take, you know, hitting the trees and ripping them apart and twisting the branches. So I heard it at least 10 times. And then the next day, I was watching Finding Bigfoot, and a woman was on there with the town meeting, and she opened up her laptop, and I was real skeptical about it. But then when she opened up her laptop and she played the noise that she recorded, it's the exact same noise that I heard. Excuse me?
Go ahead, Lisa.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, so it was the exact same noise that I heard. So I knew that that's exactly what the sound was. And it scared us. I mean, we got really scared, and it got louder and louder, closer and closer, and we just moved to the front of the house. But we didn't see anything. We just heard that same sound. I mean, at least the dog would not stop barking and carrying on. And they also have chickens next door to my house. So I don't know if that has something to do with it, but that's the sound that we heard, and it just kept going on and on for an hour at least. And it was snowing, so nobody was out, and, you know, nobody was outside or anything like that.
So, Lisa, here's a question to you. My question is, this was around midnight. It was a Friday night. Your friend got marooned at your home with your husband.
Yes.
Did you sleep that night, or did you sit and talk all night long?
I sat up till like 3 or 4 in the morning talking about the sound of Bigfoot. I was scared.
Okay. So when you finally went to bed and you woke up the next day, what was the first thing you did about?
My first thing I did, well, the snow started to melt because it got warm, and my daughter and my friend went in the back of the woods and walked through it and just wanted to see if they saw footprints or anything like that. I think the brush was too hot. I mean, it's really overgrown back there, and there's a river and a lot of trees, and so they walked around the area, and it's just really funny because when I called in, Bill told me to go look and see if there were twisted branches and if it looked like lightning had hit. Well, my 10-year-old daughter had already come to me, and they had already told me that it looked like lightning had hit like 5 different trees back there. I didn't walk back there. I need to go walk back. I'm going to walk back there tomorrow. But my daughter and my friend had walked back there, and we have pictures of it, of the trees that have been split in half and the twisted branches.
Wow. Well, I think you've got a whole new outlook on the Bigfoot, don't you?
I have a totally whole new outlook on it. I've watched the show many times, and I was real skeptical about it until I heard that noise, and I thought, well, I'll watch the show, and I'll see, you know, what the sounds that they're saying that they make, and it was the exact same sound that I heard on TV. I mean, the woman said, well, we recorded the noise over and over again, and she said, this is what it sounded like. And it was the exact same noise.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much for sharing with us, and we got a whole lot more show ahead of us. Why don't you mute yourself out and listen to it, and then we're going to have a round-robin discussion at the end. If anybody's got any questions for you, you'll be live to answer them, okay?
Thank you. Great.
Nice talking to you, Lisa.
Nice talking to you as well. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Lisa, I'm going to mute you out now.
Okay.
You can listen to the rest of the show.
North Carolina, and goes to show you. They have these things all over the country, so if you do have a sighting or you hear some vocalizations, you hear any tree knocking or anything of that nature, give us a call, and we'll have you on the show also. Let's go to commercial, Bill.
Here we go.
In August 2008, there was an announcement that was heard around the globe. A promise of the end to an age-long mystery and deception that played out on the world stage. Anatomy of a Bigfoot Hoax. Now, for the first time ever, see with your own eyes and hear the true behind-the-scenes story of the hoax that gripped the world. Featuring original, never-before-seen footage, available now at searchingforbigfoot.com.
One, they're very sick people, but you know what bothers me more than anything, Megan? These guys were the law.
And we're back, Tom.
Ladies and gentlemen, you hear me talk about it. You hear me talk about Bigfoot Lives. Bigfoot Lives 2, 3, Anatomy of Bigfoot Hoax. You just heard that little snippet. If you haven't seen it, you need to, and I'll tell you what, it was the seventh largest story around the world. It went from Maine to Spain and back, believe me, I'll tell you, all around, and people still talk about it till today. There's stuff that's in that movie that has never been talked about and has never been seen. So what you need to do is go out there and buy it, and you'll be shocked as we were. You know, we're going to go out here to Arkansas and talk to our good buddy Chris. He's been doing some investigation out there for a while now with a couple of my guys and doing it on his own. Chris, how are you this evening?
I'm doing pretty good, Tom. How you doing?
Doing okay. A little bit under the weather, but we're coming out of it. You know, it's just like every year, everybody gets a cold, don't they? You still with us, Chris?
We just lost him. He just dropped off the air. He's got to dial back in.
Okay.
I think he accidentally hung up on his cell phone.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll go tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. We're waiting for Chris to come call us back in. I met some wonderful people today, and when I do that, I like to announce them and tell the people around the world who they are and what they are and why they're so special. I met a Rebecca today, and I was concerned, and let me tell you the reason why, because most times, I don't know if anybody's been watching the stock market. I've been doing that quite famously right now because of what we're going through, and I noticed precious metals on gold and silver. And gold and silver, ladies and gentlemen, the last 5 days have taken a dive. Gold has come down over $100 an ounce, and silver has come down like $5 an ounce, which is considerable in the last 5 days. And I found out the reason why: the stock market has gone up, which is a good thing. We'll talk about this later. But now that we got Chris back on, Chris, you there?
Yeah, sorry about that.
You zigged when you should have zagged, huh?
Yeah, I tend to do that.
Okay. Now, Chris, for the people who are just tuning in for the first time, how long you been into this Bigfoot world, Steph?
It'll be a year in April.
And how many times have you been on our show?
Oh, man. I don't know, 20 or 30 times.
Really? Well, that's news to me, too, but that sounds good. It sounds like a bunch. Now, you've had one of my guys that I've sent out there, right?
I sure did, Jim Dawson.
Yeah, and I think Jim is out there also. Have you ever returned any of Jim's calls?
I don't even think I have Jim's phone number. I've got Rocky's number and a couple other people's numbers, but I don't think I have Jim's cell phone number. The phone that I had it in when he came down here got crushed one evening when we were out there about to go out into the woods. It got ran over by my Tahoe.
Okay, but do you have his email address?
No, I don't believe I do.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good. Now, I'm glad that we've put this out in the open. First of all, what's been going on over there in that area by you?
Oh, man, the weather here has been sucking. It's freezing cold one minute, and then it's hot the next minute. But the activity has not stopped, not even a little bit around here. The car, I think you were sick on the week that we talked about this. In one of the areas where I go alongside the pipeline, there's like a half a car. And these are like old cars, like 57 Chevys and stuff like that. But, you know, they're rusted out pretty good. They wouldn't be worth anything, even the scrap metal. But, you know, it's still pretty heavy. The frame and everything's still on the car. We went out there and we had put out some bait like you told us to, and on the offering table that you called it. Mm-hmm. And not probably 20 yards from there is where one of these cars is. Well, something dragged this car from like the woods out to the pipeline, like right in the middle of the pipeline. I didn't see any tire tracks, and it doesn't look like, you know, and there wouldn't have been no way unless they used a winch cable to hook up to it to pull it. They wouldn't have been able to drive the vehicle up into the woods or where it was at anyway to pull it or to drag it. And I know a person didn't do it because of how heavy it was, but they left it, like it looked like they left me a gift or something, like a whole half a car, like right there in the middle of the pipeline.
That's incredible. So did you ever get to the bottom of it?
I want to say a creature did it, because, I mean, my tire tracks are the only ones that I see out there on the pipeline, and unless somebody's got the exact same kind of tires I have. I mean, I've never bumped into nobody out there by accident. I mean, I know some people go down there, but, I mean, that car has been there probably forever, you know, I mean, and hadn't nobody ever messed with it yet. And there's other ones out there as well that had never been touched, but it literally, you could see the leaves and everything where it was drugged from where it was at out in probably about 25 yards off the pipeline to the pipeline. So, I mean, whatever did it had to have some butt behind it, because, I mean, it's like a whole half a car.
Okay, all right. Well, did you see drag marks at all?
Like from where the car was being drugged?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could definitely tell that something drugged it.
All right. Well, let me ask you this. Could two or three big scrapping boys pick that thing up and bring it there?
Two or three big boys could drag it. Yeah, they'd have a hard time, though, because, you know, the woods is kind of muddy and sticks and stuff. They'd have to be pulling over trees. I mean, it would be difficult for people to do this, and I can't see why they would even want to do it. Like I said, the metal's not any good, and I don't see why they would want to drag it from where it was at to the pipeline just to leave it there.
All right, so why would a creature do that then if the people wouldn't do it?
Well, I just recently started baiting that area and leaving crunchy peanut butter and little cookies and stuff like that by that offering table, and this isn't the first time. The last time I had something really interesting happen was X that was put in my yard where the big stick was drugged and like 9 inches into the ground, and there was no mud. It wasn't soft ground. It was like hard ground, and it was right underneath a white oak tree, and the branch was off of a pin oak. So, I mean, it wasn't even the same type of hardwood. Now, if you looked at it, you know, from 10 feet away, you wouldn't have been able to tell until you got right on it, and you could tell that there, it wasn't the same type of tree. And then I looked up, and there's no branches broken, so something brought it and left it there in my yard, you know, and that was right around the time that I started putting sardines and peanut butter out in the trees when Jim Dawson was coming down.
You know, I'm going to tell you a story, and it happened just last week. The same story that you talked about happened to somebody on the West Coast that's a member of our stuff. And it just really blew me away when you just said this. Okay? Where, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to listen in case you didn't understand what he was talking about. In the area where there was a sighting and an encounter, okay, where there was activity of a Bigfoot or a family pod of these creatures, this team that I know of on the West Coast went back out there and they found a tree or a stick or a limb that didn't have nothing on it, and it was pushed into the ground into the same area. And we don't know if it was a directional stick for the other family or family pods of creatures coming that way to tell them what happened there. But Chris just talked about the same thing there 2,500 miles away. Is that strange, Chris?
It's strange, but, I mean, they're gonna be creatures of habit just like we are, and even some of their weirdest habits that we don't quite understand, you know what I'm saying? They if you look, my own research and just listening to the show and listening to everybody, like, there's tons of times where I'm like, oh, that's happened to me, you know? And I try my best when we get to do those little 10-minute talks at the end. I try to my best that if I have had something happen and I acted on it and got some type of response back from a creature, I try to make sure I give that information out, because the hardest thing about it is not picking out, you know, what you can tell they're doing. It's what you're doing that makes them want to interact with you. And, I mean, of course, leaving them food, you know, that's like giving candy to a baby, but I mean, they do different things. I mean, it's not like they do the same thing every time, you know. And if the cookies might have been, the Reese's cookies might have been what got them to drag that car out to the pipeline. I mean, I'm not sure. Either that, or I'm thinking I might have got kind of close, because that's where I parked my truck. And I'm thinking that I might have pulled up kind of close to where they were at during the daytime or something, and they wanted me to keep me from going down there in my truck, so they pulled that car out there. I mean, a couple of things have went through my mind, but I'd like to think that they were being nice and just trying to, you know, give me a little gift. I don't want to think that they're trying to keep me out of there.
Well, that's, listen, it's your opinion, and you're apt to have it. Now,
Tom, Anthony had the same experience.
Oh, he did too?
Absolutely. They had the end of a tree stuck 2 feet down on the ground,
that's
upside
amazing.
Down.
It's amazing. Okay.
Yeah.
And here you're seeing and hearing the same story, and we're seeing it, okay? Listen, thanks, Chris. Just mute yourself out, because Jim Dawson, I think, is going to be on the line tonight, and I want him in on the conversation towards the end. So let's see if
cool.
we can rack up these next two real quickly and have some time where we can have a forum tonight where everybody can get involved, okay? Did you push the wrong button again, Chris?
No, I muted him out.
Okay, good. All right. Well,
we're ready to go. Rob Price.
Yeah. Rob, you on?
I'm here.
How you doing, son?
Oh, doing great.
Good, good. Now, I'm going to set this up real quickly. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob's been out in the brush with me for many, many times. He was a volunteer and became part of our crew. He's moving on. God bless him. He's gone overseas. He got fantabulous, super stupendous offer, and he's going to be making trillions of dollars overseas and tax-free to boot, and they're going to put him up and everything else, and he's going with my good favors, and I want him to go with my blessings to boot. But before he leaves next month, he's doing something on a job for me right now, and I'm going to tell everybody about it, if you don't mind. Do you, Bob?
No, I don't mind.
Like I told you at the top of the hour, ladies and gentlemen, I got a call from a man that was very frantic. I'll just tell you, it was in the state of Alabama, and he was crying. He was sobbing. He didn't know what to do. And, of course, he got our phone number because he knew that this was something abnormal. He was getting pummeled with rocks at his cabin. His wife had gone out, and one of these creatures, or multiple creatures, had abducted her. It was dark at night. He was alone. He didn't know what to do. He had no phone. There's no phone where he is with no reception. So what he did do was he ran to another cabin of a neighbor who had a landline. And, of course, he called the police, and the police thought he was drunk. And he said, screw this shit. I'm going to get my neighbor here. We're going to get a couple of guns. We're going to go out and look for my wife. And they went all over in the darkness, and they couldn't find her. The next day is when he had called me. And I've got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, he was frantic. That could be. He was sobbing and didn't know what to do. Disheveled, didn't know what to do, didn't know where to go. I told him, look, here's what you need to do. I said, when you get off the phone with me, you call 911. They have to take the call serious and send someone out, in which he did. They came out. They took the report. They went around, scurried the area. They couldn't find anything out. He still was dismayed. He called me back, and he said, I did what you said. I said, well, look, do you have anybody that could go out in the woods during the daytime with you? He says, well, my neighbor. And I says, well, good. Go out and look yourself. He went out, and within a radius of 2 miles, he found a lair, a nest, as he called it, a lean-to put together by a bunch of trees and leaves. And he said he found his wife there, sobbing and distraught, and there was something wrong with her. She didn't know where she was. They picked her up and they rushed her to the hospital. She had apparently been violated, ladies and gentlemen. She had been raped by one of these hairy creatures. Now, I know it sounds bizarre. And I know you're saying, is Biscardi drinking or is he smoking dope? No, I don't do either. Those of you who know me know that. Okay? I'm just relating the story. Don't shoot the messenger, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to the content of what I'm trying to tell you. So a couple of days have transpired. He called me, told me what happened, which I just got through relating to you guys. The next thing I go to find out, he says, Tom, he says, can you help me? And I told him, yes, I will help you. I says, I have people in Alabama, and I'll send them out to you. Now, I know that Rob... That's where Rob is on the show now. Rob, did you get a chance to talk to them at all today?
Not yet. He was still upset this morning and was on his way to the hospital when I caught him on the phone, and undoubtedly they haven't made it back in yet from the doctor.
Okay.
But I'm still trying to contact him.
And our prayers go out to him and his family, and hopefully things go well. But, you know, ladies and gentlemen, here's encapsulizing this whole thing. It kind of made me feel like $1 million, and I bet you made you feel well too, Rob, that he had the decency of calling us during this turmoil and had no other way to turn. You know, the police thought he was a crackpot or drunk, and it wasn't until I told him to hang up the phone and call 911, and that's when they came out to assist him, ladies and gentlemen. This is a piss-poor world. When you can't even call, that's what your taxes do, ladies and gentlemen. It pays for the police department, sheriff's department, all right? We're the people that keep them alive, all right? So they should be coming out and helping people in cases like this. Now, don't get me wrong. I know that there's goofballs and crackpots and drunks and druggies, and they know how to infer that. But my God, when you need them, they should be there when you need them, don't you think, Rob?
Well, you would assume that, but... Mostly what our tax dollars pay for this day and age is incompetence. And life's a lemon, and I want my money back.
Yeah, and guess what? That incompetence is running rampant, isn't it?
It is.
It's crazy as hell. Well, by the way, Pursuit is just about done. I'm going to send you a copy through the email. And, ladies and gentlemen, I'm putting a call out there right now. I have a flash drive of the creature that was caught on film. The guy put it on a flash drive from me to me. And he wants to know if I can stabilize that for him. So my point of this call that I'm putting out to everybody around the globe, if there's anybody out there that can take a flash drive and convert it over to stabilization so we can see this creature, please contact us tonight, and I'll send it out to you so you can assist us. Rob, just stay on the phone the way you are. Richard's on the phone. Do you remember Richard?
Yeah, I remember.
Okay, he's gonna talk with us. Then we're gonna have an open forum, okay? And then everybody can put in their 2 cents. But before we do that, let's go to commercial real quick. Would you do that, Bill?
Here we go.
1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
There he is.
Did you hear that?
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
Well, I landed on the ground, I kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com. And we're back, Tom.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, that's the one that started it all for us, Bigfoot Lives. It was an Academy Award winner. It was the number one winner for documentaries over at the Pocono Mountains Film Festival. Very proud of that. It's being hailed as the most informative documentary on Bigfoot ever. Now, I'm going to tell you something else. The man that got on there is Channel 7 News from Texas, didn't believe in Bigfoot, ex-Navy SEAL. He came out and filmed us. You'll see him. He gets in front of his camera and states that he had to change his whole way of thinking. I go to find out. His name is Bob Hallmark. Google him. You'll find out that last year, towards the end of last year, he talks about his Bigfoot encounters, and I've seen more of them since the time he was with us. Without any further ado, let's get out there to New York and talk to our friend Richard. Richard, you out there?
Yeah, I'm right here, Tom.
How you doing, good buddy?
I'm doing well. I'm glad I'm not sick like you.
Well, yeah, I know. It's been the shits, I'll tell you. Now, let me tell you something. I'm looking at these pictures. Where'd you get these?
Within a mile of my house.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. These are probably the most definitive pictures I've seen coming from you in a long time. Do you know what these remind me of?
What's that, Tom?
They remind me of my ones that I had taken myself, especially you've got 5 pictures here, and I think it's number 2. See the one at number 2? Walking behind that tree, standing upright?
No, I don't have my... But I know what it is.
I'll be damned. I can't. When did you take these, Richard?
about a year and a half ago. That's from an original picture that I first sent you in grayscale.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to see what we're talking about, just go up to BigfootLive.com and go to the bottom. Well, I don't know where he's got. Bill, where do you have him on this website?
It's right on the when you go to what's on this week, and it's the last entry, number five, and underneath it you see picture 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Okay, I believe on my picture 2, I'm going to confirm that. Yeah, it is. And you'll see this. It's there in black and white, ladies and gentlemen, but you're going to see this lone, thin tree without leaves on it, and as this creature is walking, you'll see its shoulders, its head, the bending of its knees as it's going. Pretty incredible. This is impressive. I'm sorry. This is the first time I've seen these, Richard. But, you know, I've been sick, and I've been doing corporate business, so I haven't been paying as my due diligence as I should, as Bill does. But that's the reason why he's the genius of our company, and I'm just the dummy. But these are pretty incredible. Wow.
Tom, if you ever saw what I got, I think I would really open your eyes and everybody's eyes. They don't translate over the computer that well because of the way I do it. I take a picture of a picture. I take segments out of pictures and videos and try to blow them up and isolate them. And I bet you I spend 100 hours a month doing this.
Well, this one out of the five really stands out, and I think I can see an ear and partial face on this one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
Well, what I'm going to do, Tom, is I'm going to refer him to a program, and the program will cut a lot of the interference and stuff, okay, wavy lines and things out of it.
So what's been happening up there, Richard? Let us know. What's going on?
I haven't been able. I tried to go in the woods today, but it's just too damn icy. I almost fell about three times. But I've got some things to relate that I don't think I ever said before, Tom.
Tell me.
When I first called you, I used to go on this one trail, and after I called you, they had cut off both ends of it, okay? And where I go, in the pine bush.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started going in there, on one end, there was this huge tree branch that was broken over the trail, so you couldn't drive a vehicle over it. I always thought it was strange, and I think it was to stop. They have a brush hog that goes through there and trims the sides of the trails. I think it was to stop the brush hog.
You don't think it was a freak action of a wind or an old tree?
No. No wind was going to snap this thing. And where I took those pictures you have that I sent you?
Mm-hmm.
I get out of my car, and a tree was pushed over. I couldn't believe it. And I was looking to see where it fell. I couldn't find it. But a tree was pushed over there. And in that same spot, there was a book that was given to me by my daughter for Christmas, written by this family named Scott in Oregon, right? And in the pine bush, I had heard... I told you this before. It sounded like a fan belt slipping. But they said they heard a sound that sounded like a tea kettle, and I played it again, and guess what? That's what it sounds like. It sounds like a tea kettle when it whistles.
Uh-huh.
And that was in the pine bush. I used to hear that as I entered and left for like 2 weeks. Now, in that spot where those pictures were taken, I heard that same whistle once.
Wow.
And that's adjacent to a power line and the New York State Thruway, which I think anything could go up and down the side of those thruways that, you know, to migrate. They can go up and down there at night and nobody would ever know it.
You know, Richard, I had the attorney from New York come out and stay with you for a couple
yes,
of hours.
Yes, Andrew.
Remember that?
Yes.
Okay. And what happened that day with you and he?
We didn't see anything, but he thought it was a beautiful place. He was impressed by it. It's the most unique topography. There's only three places that like it in the continental United States.
It was the wrong time. I don't want people to take this wrong. Most beautiful because of the scenery, because there's Bigfoot out there. Why?
Both. There's no place like it, Tom. It's a pine barren. It's a pine barren, and parts of it are very beautiful. And it's perfect for these creatures because nothing can go off. These bushes are so thick, nothing can go off trail. Nobody can go off trail. And they got lots of places to hide. And it's adjacent to a dump, the landfill, which a local squatcher first told me that one of the landfill employees saw a Bigfoot in the landfill, and he never followed up on it. I don't know why. He's very prominent.
Have you ever decided while you were out there to camp a couple of 3 days?
You can't.
Why?
You can't. There's no place to camp.
What do you mean? There's no. No.
There's no.
Just get yourself a piece of floor and put up a tent. Make sure you're on a high ground.
There's no clearings, Tom.
You don't need a clearing, son. What I'm trying to tell you is you can get make a lean through between two trees or put a hammock and just spend the night out there.
Tom, let me tell you something. Because I'm by myself, the one video I have, it looks like I'm running a sprint because I'm anxious. I was out there one time, Tom, and I was having pebbles thrown onto the trail. This was like in the very beginning, and I got disoriented. I felt anxious, and I wanted to get out of there. All right, I don't know why. I was completely disoriented, and luckily two hikers came by, and I went out with them.
You know,
I had heard bird steps.
I got to tell you something, Richard. I'm at the point now that I've heard from you a lot, and you've been loyal as hell to us, and I think it's about time that maybe I get loyal to you a little bit more than I have. Because I got to be honest with you, I thought you were a crackpot in the beginning, okay?
You told me that.
I know. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you heard
it. I appreciate
first
that.
Price. Tom Biscardi called the guy a crackpot. But guess what? After seeing these pictures now, maybe I have to change my thinking. And without any further ado, Bill, what we need to do is get everybody involved. Let's have this round table and get everybody in on this talk. Jim Dawson, if you're there, come on in, too.
Everybody's on.
Okay, who do we got?
Oh, I've got to get Rocky on. Here, everybody's on.
Oh, we got Rocky, too. Good.
Yep.
All right, Jimmy, are you on?
Here's who we got. We got Rocky. We got Richard. We got Rob. We got Lisa. We have Jim Dawson. And we have Chris.
Okay. Jim Dawson, you on? Well, what happened to Jim Dawson?
Well, let's see what happened to him.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, Jim, you there?
I am. There we go.
Rocky, you there?
I'm here.
Lisa, you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Jimmy, you are there?
Present.
Okay. Bob, you there?
I'm here.
All right. Richard, you're there.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Does anybody have any questions for Richard right at this point in time?
I do. Richard, this picture that you got, is this the picture off of that, like, off the video that you sent me?
No, that's a different, that's by my house. But, Chris, if there's a way I could ever send you the full video, I would. And you can do what I do. You can take that video, and you can actually see faces in the video. All right? And you take your camera, and your digital camera, and the pictures come out pretty clear to you, but they're hard to send. If Marco would give me your, I would send you a thumb drive with the video on it.
Well, Richard, I tell you something. It's very easy. You can do it by email. I'll tell you how to do that. You can send files up to 1 gig.
Okay. I'll appreciate that.
I'll tell you how to do that, and it's free. It doesn't cost you a penny.
Okay, sir.
Okay, anybody else got any questions for Richard? No. Okay, that's good. Anybody got any questions for Jim at Arkansas? Or Chris?
Jim, what, Yeah, this is Chris, Jim.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. What you been up to here lately? You know, I have got some interesting pictures and videos. I don't know if you've seen the ones that I've got up on YouTube, but the activity down here where you brought me, I actually had a girl on one of my videos, the Do You Believe Me Now video. She's trying to send me a still where she thought she saw a pregnant female hiding behind a tree when I walked by. I can't believe I never saw it, but
wow. You know, she saw a pregnant female hide behind a tree. I heard a story the other day, Chris. It was on the news about a woman who gave birth to a 10-pound baby and she didn't know she was pregnant. I swear that was in the news. Hey, listen, I've found a 17-inch footprint up here on a creek bank near my house. I sent a picture to Tom. We just found it about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's a pretty incredible picture, too, by the way. You know, what have any of you guys got to say and help out Lisa over there in North Carolina? She's on with us. She was our first story tonight. Anybody got anything to comfort her in any way?
Yeah, comfort me.
Lisa?
Yes.
Lisa? I live in a suburban area, and the pictures I sent Tom today were within a mile of my house, and I live in a place called Woodscape. We have a stream that goes right through our development, and it's wooded. And I used to be apprehensive about them peeking in the windows and stuff because there's really nothing to stop them from doing that. But nothing's ever bothered me. And I'm sure they're around here. Nothing's ever bothered me. Nothing knocks on the windows or anything.
I have five children, so it scares me to death.
They're not going to come through the windows. They're not going to come through the door.
Oh my gosh.
They know who you are and where you are, and they're probably a little bit afraid you might have a gun in that. They know what guns are, I think.
Oh my goodness.
They're not going to bother you, dear.
I've been so skeptical, and then I hear that noise like 10 times in a row. Oh. Scary.
You know what? You're blessed. Not everybody hears that noise and they want to hear it.
Feed them. Give them some food.
Yeah.
No,
give them food?
I would
my child?
Hey.
The noise got closer and closer to my house. It sounded like I was sitting in the front of my house, and literally it sounded like it was coming through my living room. That's how loud it was.
You're their television, Lisa.
Oh my gosh!
They're not going to bother you, Tom.
Yeah.
Can I just say something?
Sure.
You mentioned that woman in Arkansas.
Uh huh.
Now this is probably not true, but the pine bush used to come right up in the 70s, right almost to the State University here in Albany, and they had a couple of students missing. And it's making me wonder now. I mean, it's probably not. You know, they thought it was some serial, but it hasn't happened in a long time since they cleared it back.
Look, back in the 1880s and the early 1900s, there was cases where these creatures had kidnapped campers. Okay, and brought them back to their caves. I can't remember the name of the guy. Albert Otzman comes to mind. I don't know if he's the one that shot one or whatever. But this is back years ago. But you know what?
A lot of Native American legends also say that they raided villages and took women and children.
There you go. You know, I mean,
where do they stay during the day?
Well, if we knew that, we'd have one.
I'm serious. Like, is it at night that they come out?
Lisa, you want to know what you can do? It's a very easy fix. Have your husband or somebody install spotlights on your house with the motion detectors on them.
Yes, I'm just thinking about during the day. I have five children, and they're 10 and under.
Lisa, during the day, they're not around there.
Where do they go during the day?
back into the deep woods.
Oh, my God.
Our village is secluded. They're not going to be there during the day.
Lisa, do you have any caves?
It's like crackheads. They come out at night.
Lisa, this is Tom. Do you have any caves in your area or abandoned mines?
No, I don't know. My daughter and my friend walked the area, and they saw so many trees that were twisted and so many trees that looked like they've been struck by lightning. Like they said, more than six.
You know what?
I don't know.
Let's get Rob to chime in on this. Rob, what do you have to say to Lisa?
Well, first, I'd like to know a little more about the area, how close it is. Is there water on the property? Is there a stream?
There's water. I have a buffer behind my house, and you go up a hill, and then over that buffer, I never went back there, but over that buffer, there's about 3 acres of land. There's a river that runs through it. The grass is really, really tall, like you wouldn't be able to. It's probably like 3 feet tall. You wouldn't be able to see, like, footprints or anything like that. It's really overgrown. So I haven't been back. We just moved here 3 weeks ago.
Oh, is your husband?
Yeah. So, no, he's an electrician, but maybe he could be a hunter.
I was just wondering, he might have some game cams or whatnot if he was, you know, into that kind of thing.
No, he doesn't.
Is there guns in the house?
No.
I want to get one.
I can understand that.
He's a Marine, but I told him I didn't want any guns in the house, but maybe I do now.
Let's end the show by saying this: Semper Fi for the Marines, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, Semper Fi.
Yes, right. That's right. I want to thank everybody and kudos to the world and around the globe. We're running out of time. Till next time, America. Good night, Miss Calabash, wherever you are.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a gold and a pack that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they die. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monsters, mysteries, legend tales.